Searching for H$_alpha$ emitting sources in the gaps of 5 transitional disks. Sphere, ZIMPOL High Contrast Imaging, by N. Huolamo et al. Pre-transitional disks show gaps and cavities that can be related with ongoing planet formation. According to theory, young embedded planets can accrete material from the circumplanetary and circumstellar disks, so that they could be detected in accretion tracers, like the H-alpha emission line. In this work, we present spectral angular differential imaging AU-assisted observations of 5 pre-transitional disks obtained with Sphere, ZIMPOL at the Very Large Telescope, VLT. They were obtained in the H-alpha line and the adjacent continuum. We have combined spectral and angular differential imaging techniques to increase the contrast in the innermost regions close to the star, and search for the signature of young accreting protoplanets. As a result, the reduced images do not show any clear H-alpha point source around any of the targets. We report faint H-alpha emissions around TWHYA and HD 163296. While the former is most probably an artifact related with a spike, the nature of the latter remains unclear. The spectral and angular differential images yield contrasts of 6-8 magnitudes at separations of approximately 100 MOS from the central stars, except in the case of LKCA15, with values of approximately 3 mag. We have estimated upper limits to the accretion luminosity of potential protoplanets, obtaining that planetary models provide an average value of LAC approximately 10⁻⁴ Lsun at 200 MOS, which is approximately 2 orders of magnitude higher than the LAC estimated from the extrapolation of the LH-alpha-LAC stellar relationship. We explain the lack of protoplanet detections as a combination of different factors, like e.g. episodic accretion, extinction from the circumstellar and circumplanetary disks, and or a majority of low-mass, low-accreting planets. This was Searching for H$_alpha$ emitting sources in the gaps of 5 transitional disks. Sphere, ZIMPOL High Contrast Imaging, by N. Huolamo et al.